This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Clashes have broken out and one truck of aid was set on fire along the Colombia-Venezuela border, and at least four people have been killed as supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido attempted to bring humanitarian aid into Venezuela. Zaria Shockley reports.
Guaido says that he's standing among tons of supplies, but Maduro's government favors blocking it from entering peacefully into Venezuela, where it could save lives. Guaido spoke from the border town of Cucuta, Colombia, where the U.S. aid has been stored. Maduro has closed the country's borders, and National Guard soldiers have clashed with protesters. Guaido, 1 month ago, declared presidential powers, vowing to end what he calls the tyranny of President Maduro. A defiant Maduro denies a humanitarian crisis exists and says Guaido's effort to bring aid into the country is part of a U.S.-led coup. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Vote counting continues in Nigeria's hotly contested presidential election that was marred by violent outbreaks in the northeastern and southern parts of the oil-rich nation. President Muhammadu Buhari was one of the first of the country's more than 72 million eligible voters to cast a ballot in his hometown when the polls opened Saturday for the country's delayed election. Despite reports of occasional violence, there appeared to be no significant disruptions across the West African country. Some polling stations, however, opened so late in the day that voting in affected areas may be extended into Sunday. Voting hours were also extended in some areas Saturday due to ballot machine malfunctions. President Buhari and his primary opponent both said that they were confident of winning the election, which was delayed 1 week because of logistical problems. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.